This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The rise of single-parent households is a social, cultural, and economic phenomenon. This is at the center of a new study put out by the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute, which argues that stronger marriages could help bridge the widening wealth and poverty divide. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more now on the challenge of pinning down causes of America's wealth gap between the haves and have-nots. It's a bit like hitting a moving target.
Bradford Wilcox is co-author of the study. He says this retreat from marriage accounts for 32% of the growth in family income inequality between 1979 and 2012, and falls particularly hard on the poor and working class.
So not only are they earning less, comparatively speaking, but they're also less likely to pool their incomes and to build common assets as married families.
On average, Wilcox says married men earn about $16,000 more than their single peers, and children from married families are much more likely to get a college degree. But others say this marriage effect is a bit overblown.
The big changes in the distribution of income since 2000 have been at the top.
Christopher Jenk is a professor of social policy at Harvard. He says the massive growth in incomes by the 1% is a more plausible explanation for inequality.
It's a little hard to think that, well, that's all driven by single-parent families.
Jenk points to wage stagnation and fewer manufacturing jobs as other explanations for growing economic inequality. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.